To Queensland now, where US-based analysts have called into question the viability of a $10 billion coal project in the west of the state, describing it as a monument to short-sightedness, which no one should invest in. But the company behind the Alpha Coal project in the Galilee Basin is blaming a Greenpeace-sponsored media campaign for discrediting coal investment. Lexi Metherill reports.
GVK Hancock is looking for $10 billion to develop its Alpha Coal project in Queensland's Galilee Basin. It's a project the local community desperately needs, says Barcaldine Regional Council Mayor Rob Chandler.
As far as we're concerned as a community, we're looking for that soft social infrastructure, the opportunities that these mines would present to our small communities at the moment who are struggling with depressed cattle, sheep and wool prices, and drought.
But whether it's viable is another question.
You want economic development projects that support upward growth and upward spiral of growth, and this one looks like it's sort of a monument to short-sightedness.
Tom Sanzillo is the Director of Finance for the US-based Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis. Greenpeace Australia commissioned the Institute to analyse the Alpha Coal project, which it says could require a new export terminal in the Great Barrier Reef World Heritage Area. The Institute concluded that no investor should take part in the project. It found not only does the state of the coal market make the project a big risk, so too does the experience and balance sheet of the investment partner, the Indian conglomerate GVK.
If you talk to a developer like GVK or to a coal industry executive, they're very optimistic about the prospects for international coal markets. But currently they're very weak, and if you then look at the analysts and the bankers, and we use, I think we have several that we cite in the report, and our own understanding, that independent review would tell you that the markets are not going to recover, so that, to put it in sort of a graphic way, that pile of coal under the Galilee Basin is much too small to pay for the mountain of debt that's going to be required to get it out.
You've also made some comments about GVK as well. You've described it as a weak investment partner. This is an Indian conglomerate which has nearly $7 billion in investments in India across a range of sectors. Why do you say it's a weak investment partner?
Yeah. Because I'm a financial person, and I look at the business case, and the company is over leveraged. So you've seen in the last year or two the stock prices drop dramatically. You read their balance sheets and you see that they are overextended on many projects all over the world, not just this one. Those are signs of weakness.
No one from GVK Hancock was available for interview, but in a statement, the company described the report as part of an activist-motivated media campaign, primarily sponsored by Greenpeace. It went on to say,
"Our projects are financially robust, with some of the lowest operating costs in the global coal industry. We remain extremely confident of the successful, responsible delivery of our projects with our proven, experienced Australian management team."
The World Today asked Mining Life senior resource analyst Gavin Wendt to examine the Institute's report. He agrees with its findings.
You'd hardly expect a report commissioned by Greenpeace to be in favour of a coal development, so I guess it's tainted from that perspective. But the report does make some interesting pronouncements. Really, it's the sort of project that is a bull market project, not the sort of project that you'd leap on and think would have a lot of chance of success in the current market environment.
The ASX-listed rail company Aurizon, formerly known as QR National, has agreed in principle with GVK Hancock to jointly develop rail and port infrastructure to service the Alpha Coal project. The deal is yet to be approved by its board, but in a statement it says it remains confident in the medium to long-term outlook for global coal demand and the Galilee Basin.
Lexi Metherill reporting.